If somebody, God forbid, is suspected to be under rubble on Shabbat, the earthquake, or God forbid, a collapsed building, so the halakha, of course, allows the rescuers to go in and do what they have to do to see that maybe there's somebody, a Jew, that's still alive underneath the rubble. The halakha says that the way they assess if the patient is still, or the victim is still alive or not, is they put a feather underneath his nostrils, and if they see it moving, so they know he still has breath, like the Torah says, Nishmat Ruach Be'apav, and therefore he's alive, and therefore they do everything to take him out, to extract him. If there's no breath, so then he's dead. And then they leave him there after Shabbat, because they can't do anything anyway. And after Shabbat, they extract him and they bury him. Chama Ben Yapur said that that was the deen in the olden days. But today, that we have the technology of resuscitation, even if a guy stops breathing, they have ways to try to reactivate the breathing. Mouth to mouth, machines, they put oxygen on. So therefore today, that even if a patient loses the breathing, we don't tell the people who are involved in saving him, that's it, he's dead, leave him alone, don't touch him. On the contrary, we tell him to continue to try to administer life-saving techniques in order to try to restart the breathing. Of course, when all else fails, so then the halakha would agree that one cannot continue. But there's an interesting musar in this halakha to show us the value of human life. The halakha says that even if the professionals assess that by saving this person, it's only going to give him a few more minutes of life. It's not going to extend his life by any stretch of the imagination. Just a few more minutes. Hayasha'a. So the question is, are you allowed to still go through this whole ordeal to unearth him and take the stones off and do all this melacha, even only for a few moments of life? Chama Vadya says, and the halakha says, absolutely. Even if it's only going to extend his life temporarily, which is hayasha'a, halakha not only allows, but demands to make all the efforts in order to alleviate or to make that extension. So that shows us the importance, as important as Shabbat is, but Shabbat is pushed away when it comes to life, and even when it comes to temporary life, still the halakha says, v'chai b'hem, v'lo shi'amik b'hem.